my baby girl.
Dave and Darren.
Boo! Hello there.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Hello there.
Yes, hello there to everyone. Thanks for downloading, subscribing, liking, leaving comments, all that you do for the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Just a couple. Turn me up.
There you go, Mr. Deadman.
Turn me on, Deadman.
There you go.
Just a couple white guys sitting around drinking fountain soda.
Not me. I'm having Kool-Aid.
See now. Well, oh, look at you. Mm-hmm. Ooh, grown up.
Yeah, I'm reusing a fountain soda pop cup because I'm fancy like that.
I've been asked this. I guess this is how honest a guy I am.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I got here.
Yeah, he's got a Mega Buddy. Yeah.
Do you go with the Mega Buddy much?
I wasn't aware that was his size.
See, this is the sort of thing.
How many ounces is that?
I don't know. It's like 128.
That's lot of pop.
This is how I kind of feel our relationship is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your Mega Buddy.
Well, you are my Mega Buddy.
A Mega Buddy there.
I think that's
but
fair.
When they check you out and they ask you, is that new or is that a refill? I can't lie. It's new.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I'm getting...
I think you would save 5 cents or something, right?
Is that all it is?
I don't think it's that big of a savings.
Okay, so it's not worth going to hell over.
No. No. No.
Okay, so you're saying I'm doing the right thing.
I think you are.
By admitting that, yes, this mm-hmm. is a... But I can bring that back in?
Yeah. You might be 10 cents that you save. We do that pretty regularly.
Yeah, I guess it would make sense to protect the environment to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But sure. I don't want to look like a maniac either.
Well, that's it. That's the balance, isn't it? I want to do my part, but I don't want to be a sucker.
I'd love to save the planet.
Right.
But I'm not a chump.
No, what am I? What am I? Greta Thunberg? No, thanks. Welcome to the
you
show, everybody.
You call the young lady a chump?
No, I'm just saying I can't be as dedicated as she is.
No, I don't have the time.
Like, I recycle, but... And I separate things, but I'm not mowing. Well, I'm not going to row across the Atlantic Ocean.
We recycle, we separate things, and then we watch them just toss it all in the sea.
The whole thing is a scam. The whole thing is a colossal scam. If I seem distracted, it's because I'm 6 hours away from seeing the new Star Wars movie.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm going tonight.
That's a midnight?
No, movie? I'm going at 7:30, buddy.
I heard Yoda did it.
You heard he did it?
Yeah, he did it.
Is it your understanding that Star Wars is a whodunit movie?
Yes.
Well,
it's a Clue. Wouldn't it be better if it was?
So we've been rewatching the movies.
Don't you
to
wish
get ready.
It was?
Maybe.
As opposed to it's just
a saga.
Oh, that was a satisfying.
Who murdered Darth Vader?
That was a satisfying ending.
Yeah, well, that's what I.
That's
I hope
right. Darth Vader gets shot in the shower.
We've been rewatching. The whole thing's a dream.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
The movies we've been doing a rewatch here, and
who
last,
has been
the family
and the boy?
Yeah, the
swag.
He's been on board.
Huh?
Yeah,
he likes it.
Well, he puts up with it.
See, now my brother. Now I don't remember him being a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah,
he wasn't when we were kids.
Jaws was never his scene, and he don't like Star Wars.
He's a couple of years. He was, but his son is into it.
Uh-huh.
And I think being that that's the case, he kind of really fell into it.
That's cool.
Revisited it.
Well, that's cool.
And now is just gaga over it, including Baby Yoda.
There is a creature, and I had forgotten about this. I want to show this to you. This is a creature that's in The Last Jedi. We watched that last night. And it's got its problems, but it's okay. But there's a creature.
It's a kid's movie. The whole saga is a kid's movie.
There's a creature in the movie, The Last Jedi. She's a woman, and her entire body is just made up of boobs. She's just a boob creature.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, right?
With hooves.
Yeah, she's got like deer arms.
It's kind of.
But then her body is just made up of boobs.
Looks somewhat like Lady Gaga.
I wouldn't be surprised if this was Lady Gaga.
Well,
like, if Lady Gaga
is.
Came out in this costume.
If Aaron Rodgers can be on Game of Thrones and Ed Sheeran, then why can't Lady Gaga be in Star Wars?
We found out who the Masked Singers were last night.
What about this?
Did you watch any of The Masked Singer?
No.
No.
No, who's? Don't they find out every week?
Well, but they had the finale. You know, was last night. Who are the three finalists?
What do you mean finalists?
Well, I don't.
It's a competition.
Yes, every week they vote someone in a mask off, and you find out who the singer is.
Because they're no good.
No. Well, maybe. Is
anyone not any good singing on there? Does anyone go out there and not have auto-tune and is just a horrible singer?
I think they're all auto-tune, but what I don't understand is the three finalists are all singers.
But if it's all auto-tune and you can't,
right?
How could you possibly tell who somebody is?
Well, they have clues that apparently give it away. So it was...
Like I was...
It was Daughtry, who used to... Remember Daughtry?
Yeah.
He was one of the guys in the costumes.
What's his first name?
Chris Daughtry, right?
Chris Daughtry. But the act is Daughtry.
Then some woman was the flamingo, and I guess she's been in a bunch of girl groups. I didn't know who she was. And then the Rottweiler was Wayne Brady. Ah. There's no mystery to his history.
Yeah,
Wayne Brady. So, and Wayne Brady, of course, can sing.
A modicum of eroticum.
I thought the point of the show was it's people that you would never believe could sing in the first place.
Oh, I thought they were all singers.
No. Well, some of them are. Too many of them are.
So who was the winner?
I believe the winner was Daughtry.
And the thing is, I just
Daughtry
can't.
Won.
I've seen the commercial. I can't put up with the idea. The whole thing about the panelists.
Yes.
And
Jenny McCarthy guessing.
Jenny McCarthy always getting standing up and getting so excited. Who are you? It's like, no, I don't want to watch that.
She's just...
Because that's all it is. It's
hey,
like
this
she's
is Jenny
just
McCarthy, and you're listening to Dave and Darren.
She wasn't how that is excited for us.
How is she still getting work?
Well, she's a beautiful woman, I guess, in her late 40s.
Very late 40s.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if, you know, was it remote control she was on? What was she on?
That was 20 years ago, yeah.
That was a different
25 years ago.
I'll give you a chance then.
No, it wasn't remote control. It was singled out.
Singled out.
Yeah, Kari Werher was remote control.
Well,
and that's a much better package, frankly.
That's a thing.
I mean,
I thought she replaced her.
No,
maybe not. No,
you're thinking of Carmen Electra replaced
and then which
Jenny
one,
McCarthy.
Which one had Adam Sandler running around in a diaper?
That was remote control.
God.
Yeah.
I swear.
That was a different time.
As long as you know.
Ain't I something?
As long as you know people. I swear.
Well, that's it.
They'll make it happen.
That's it.
Make it happen. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you'll have your own production company. But first, we're going to need you to run around in a diaper.
Well, this is where I'm at with celebrities right now. There are two camps of people who are famous. There's how in the world do they keep giving this person chances? And I have no idea who this person is.
Yeah.
Those are the two camps of celebrities. Really?
And then real famous people that will soon be dead.
Yeah.
There's that camp.
Yeah.
You're Neil Young's.
What do you know about Neil Young that I don't know?
Just saying.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear that. Can we get into the top five things?
You'd like. I'm just trying to figure out if I've covered everything I need to cover. Maybe not.
Speaking of cover five, I think I'm in 160th place.
I just put my picks in.
Yeah. That's not great. I mean, this has been the worst. Never even sniffed close.
I've had one good week. I think I've had one good week the whole year.
I'm 143rd out of 191 people playing this year.
All right. Let's see if I'm... We're close.
I know. I mean, you and I might be coming down to the wire in terms
maybe
of...
Maybe it's just us.
Yeah. This might just be a point of personal pride now.
Well, there's none
just
of that.
Just beat Petra.
Yeah, 108th. Look at me.
Our current point leader is, I got some wasp spray.
Yeah.
Then Chris Spencer, then Kid Fat Rocks, then Mad Artist 102, and then Carly Cliff. Those are your top five currently.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but that's a lot can change as we get into week 16 and 17 here.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. And they have a fantastic sale that is going on right now. As a matter of fact, they have extended hours now through Christmas Eve. They have a brand new home. They're on 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. Now through Christmas Eve, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry have their holiday sale going on, offering additional savings off their already low sale prices. Spend $100 and they will knock $20 off, $250, and you get $50 knocked off. If you spend $500, they will take $100 off your total. And if you spend $1,000, an additional $200 off. Make the holidays sparkle without busting your budget. Spectacular Christmas savings now at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry again. Their new home is on 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. Experience the wow factor and choose from their unique selection of fine and fashion jewelry now at spectacular savings. If you're looking for the perfect ring, a special gift, or a stocking stuffer, take advantage of the spectacular savings at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Again, if you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And with your purchase, you'll get a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. But so much more than that, including their homemade meatball. Meatballs made from scratch, topped with marinara sauce, provolone, and grated Romano cheese. It's absolutely delicious. Be sure to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich, whatever that might be, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and you will get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one, I didn't realize this was a problem, but a company is out ahead of it. They call themselves Standard Toilet, and they've developed a new type of toilet.
Oh, that's a big toilet company.
Standard Toilet?
Yeah, I think Standards.
You're thinking of American Standard.
I could be.
Yeah, this is Standard Toilet.
Standard Oil Toilets. For those...
When you want to rock your feller, get a Standard Oil Toilet. Good morning, everybody.
Whatever, Rockefeller.
Well, Standard Toilet has a new type of toilet with a seat that slants forward. It's on a 13-degree slope downward.
I don't know that that would work for me all the time.
Well, this is the thing. The idea is...
We've got a mudslide!
It's uncomfortable to sit on for a very long period of time. If you're on it for more than 3 or 4 minutes, your legs start to hurt.
So is this something that is used in the home?
No.
Or out in public?
Work.
Out in public, okay.
It's for work.
Oh, doctor.
It's to prevent workers from taking longer than necessary bathroom breaks.
Oh, doctor.
The 13-degree slope, so the weight is on your legs and you can't sit there for too long. They say your legs get tired after about 5 minutes. It's supposed to mimic what you do during a squat thrust.
Now,
so people who are out of shape are going to be in a lot... They're hurting.
Are there toilets at work where you're not allowed to use it for certain things?
Give me an example.
In that, don't use that toilet for that particular thing.
We don't go number two on that toilet?
Go find another toilet.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, we kind of have that.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a toilet that's just for one?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's the one that's it's in the office. There are other.
Well, I mean, anymore, you gotta flush. Darren, you gotta flush 10 to 15 times every time you go to the bathroom.
Well,
I mean, anymore,
it could be you're at a shitty hotel. there might not be a lot of water pressure there.
Oh, okay.
Or it's just that you've never flushed a toilet. You let the help do that, and you don't know what that really what it entails.
I'm on board.
This is delicious. He's gonna take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken. It was sliding.
Sliding. Mm-hmm. That is the third toilet you broke this week, you menace. I cannot do it. Guess what you're getting for Christmas. A toilet seat, because
they say that this toilet is good for your posture and puts you in a better position to get things done in there. But the main selling point, the reason they're selling this, is to businesses.
When the landslide takes you down,
so that your employees won't be spending all day on the toilet instead of doing work.
I don't know.
Costs between $200 and $650, depending on what other features you want, and they're considering a model with even steeper slopes.
Go find another toilet. Go find a toilet elsewhere.
So I can't go at work because the slant forces me off.
Hey, Mount Vesuvius. Why don't you go some...
Me Mount Vesuvius on account of my bathroom habits.
Why don't you go take your large combination somewhere else? Okay? God, I wish I was in charge. I wish I was in charge and and then nothing could be done. Because...
Everybody, enjoy the Christmas party. I want you all to know we're taking all the toilets out and replacing them with toilets so you monsters won't be spending company time going to the bathroom.
And
now you have 5 minutes to clean out
Your insurance rates are going up, yeah. And you're all getting docked. You're all taking a pay cut.
We're going to need to do some furloughs.
Because I'm giving myself a nice big Christmas bonus. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Number two on our top five things. This one comes to us from Northern Brazil. 43-year-old Heitor Chaves in the news. His 60-year-old mother, Maria, failed her driving test. Then she failed it again.
Do you fear that at all?
A driving test?
That it's soon it's coming?
I haven't had one since I was 17 years old.
No, I haven't either. But I'm talking about losing your license. Do you fear that?
No. God, that would be a delight to lose my license.
Good for you.
I would be thrilled.
That is.
Sorry, state says I can't drive anymore.
That is a good attitude. The same way as like if you get stuck in a tight spot,
yeah,
in a hole.
I'm
gonna relax, and this is like vacation.
That gives me a chance to just focus on me.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a great attitude. Because I would too. I mean, I am not. I would have no problem having people drive me around.
Driving sucks.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with it.
It's like if we had to go somewhere, it's like, you drive. No, you drive. No, you drive. Oh, I couldn't possibly. You go drive.
My hope is that by the time I'm old enough that the state would make a decision that I shouldn't be driving, by then all the cars will be driving themselves anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not really something I have a lot of anxiety about.
I guess I should be more on board with the self-driving car,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I just don't know that I trust them. Although, eventually I probably will if I see that, no, they work fine.
But this is the thing about the self-driving car. I think it's going to be good for people watching because when you look at what people are doing now instead of paying attention to driving, what happens when they get in a car and they really there's no reason for them to pay attention to anything? There's going to be all manner of... displays.
You mean like...
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
hanky panky.
Hey, put them on the glass for daddy.
No, there's going to be a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Roadhead!
Mr. Magoo, that he can see.
Oh, finally.
that he can see.
The return of 1970s Roadhead is back. All right. Finally.
Mom fails her driving test the third time, and being the good boy that he is, this 43-year-old man decided to...
Had him at 17, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, it's northern Brazil.
Yeah, well, it's
blame true. It on Rio. She...
Blame it on the boogie?
That's a movie, right? Blame it on Rio?
Yeah.
Is that a Michael Caine movie?
Yeah. That one was on HBO all the time. When it was out at the time.
I had forgotten about this. This is the
Demi Moore plays the ugly girl.
Yeah, how about that? She's the uggo.
She's the ugly girl.
Yeah, Demi Moore, who's like, and she's like,
what was the name of
the
other girl? Because the other girl was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think she only did like one. She's like did one movie.
Because she was too hot in the movie.
Yeah, I know it.
Where she was just so hot that we couldn't put her in any of the
Lolita.
Movies.
You can't put her in any other movies. She's probably a beast now.
The 1984 movie, Blame It on Rio. Let's see. It's Michael Caine and... Joe Bologna.
Oh yeah, he was in. He played the dad.
Yeah.
Well, they were both dads.
Right.
Michael Caine was the dad to Demi Moore.
Victor's daughter is the actress's name is Michelle Johnson.
That's it.
That's her name.
How could we not? Boy.
Yeah, and I'm looking at current pictures of Demi Moore and Michelle Johnson, uh-huh. and I think if you were to cast the ugly one, you might have a different.
Different take on things.
Different take on things.
Huh.
I mean, God bless. We're all going through some stuff.
That's the name we can't remember, huh?
Michelle Johnson.
Huh.
Yeah. From Blame It on Rio. Holy cow, though. Yeah, that was... The early 80s were good. Good time to be Michelle Johnson. Ooh. That
thing was on all the time.
Yeah. Remember?
I remember.
Goodness gracious me. Yeah. So anyway, mom fails the driving test, and son decides, you know what, mom? We're going to take care of this for you. He dresses up like his mom and takes the driving test for her.
I'm going to go psycho on this. I just saw a little movie the other night, Ma. Don't worry about it. I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Wig.
I wouldn't hurt a fly, but I'll pass this driver's
wig,
test.
Wig, skirt, floral print, blouse.
I love it.
Makeup, even painted his nails.
I love it.
Yeah. But then they got to look at the picture on the ID and realize you look nothing like this woman.
Huh.
And he was arrested for fraud and misuse
they're
of someone's
paying,
identity.
They're paying that much attention at the Brazilian DMV, huh?
Apparently so.
Well,
apparently, you know, you think you can get away with stuff, but they're on to you.
Good for them. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. And stop by for an eggnog latte during your holiday shopping. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as great gifts like whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. And don't forget the gift cards, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. They are on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. I got a very nice Christmas card from Capriati's sent to the P.O. Box.
Oh, that's lovely.
P.O. Box 16 in Bettendorf. And it was addressed, it was from Capriati's.
Uh-huh.
And it was addressed to Nacho Radio. Attention, Zeke Mac or Ron.
Is Ron there?
Is it Ron?
How far are we away from them getting a Zeke Mac sandwich on the menu?
That's a great question.
Hmm.
The Zeke's, or at least asking him having a daily Zeke Mac special. I'm going to float that to him.
Okay.
You know, in this maybe in the new year.
That could be the thing for 2020.
In the roaring 20s.
You're excited.
The 20s?
Yeah.
Well, this decade sucked.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you there.
So
2020 is going to be fantastic.
No.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
You know who Michelle Johnson was married to? Matt Williams. Matt the Bat, the ball player.
Really?
Yeah. Not for long, only 3 years.
Now, didn't he manage for like a very short period of time?
Yeah, I think he was a manager of the Diamondbacks, wasn't he, for a time? Or he was at the Washington Nationals. Yeah, I know he was a manager of the Nationals.
Gotcha.
How about that?
I should mention this.
Yes.
I should mention that at Capriati's,
get it off your chest, Darren. Let it all hang out.
Soups and salad. And I really shouldn't say that the decade sucked. I mean, the decade was of my nephew's football and my dogs. So I had that. So I really shouldn't say it sucked.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as a lot of it.
A lot of it sucked.
I wouldn't say sucked. I would just say forgettable. It was a forgettable
decade.
Well,
I mean, both the last two have been kind of forgettable.
Yeah, it's like we never even gave them a name.
That's a lot of it, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah. I can't pinpoint anything. Never had a feel.
Never had a feel. I feel like we've been stuck in the late 90s for 20 years. That's what I feel like.
Well, that's why we think that 1999 was only like 10 years ago.
That's it.
As opposed to 20.
Dreaming when I wrote that.
Sandwiches, dreaming is real. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby turkey, cranberry sauce, and homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And remember, with the holidays here, anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. And be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And hopefully when we come back in the new year, there will be that Zeke Mac special. Or
number three.
Three.
Maybe
three.
You can...
three.
Is it Ron?
Ron, ladies and gentlemen. Truman State University is in Missouri.
Now, it's renamed, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it originally Northwest Missouri State?
It was. I have friends that have gone there.
I had friends that went there when it was called that.
Yeah, and they changed it to Truman State University. I don't think it was that long ago.
It's been a little while.
Yeah. Well, there's a professor there, a church leader and university professor there in Northeast Missouri, who's in the news, charged with patronizing prostitution and trying to solicit gay sex from an 18-year-old man on Grindr.
That's what Grindr is.
Offered to pay him for sex with an Arby's gift card.
Wait, whoa. But before we... Arby's gift card
yeah.
could be for any amount.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be like a $3,000 gift card.
Nobody's got a $3,000 Arby's gift card, one, two.
They could. They can load that for any amount they want. I'd like to make it for $3,000. I'm trying to bang off my gay prostitution.
I like a certain kind of thing that I'm into, and I like to pay for it with the meats.
I have the meats.
Truman State University police got a tip that Barry Pointer had been harassing male students and offering to pay for items for sexual favors.
Who wants this $3,000 Arby's gift card?
Pointer was contacting the students on a popular gay dating app called Grindr. Police officers set up a Grindr profile posing as an 18-year-old man, and the professor and church leader, using the profile name Dilf, reached out to express his interest in establishing a sugar daddy relationship.
My profile name is Potato Cake.
Do they still make potato cake?
Sure they do. They're the best.
I'm Apple Turnover 69. He's accused of trying to lure the 18-year-old student with gift cards, clothing, and money. Also,
lawyers, guns, and money. What would you like?
He agreed to meet up at a gas station to refuel the teen's car in exchange for sex, saying that he might throw in an Arby's card, LOL. How about I fill up your tank with gas? We do butt stuff, and then maybe if you're good, there's an Arby's card in there for you.
Hey, where's the Arby's card? Oh, I said that maybe would happen.
Don't you know what LOL means, kid?
I didn't. Oh, you can't take me seriously. If I say it in public, it's very brazen. It doesn't mean a thing.
He's one of the elders at the Kirksville Church of Christ. He's been removed from their Facebook page.
I don't know why.
Well, because the church is very anti-gay. They've condemned homosexuality repeatedly.
That's the reason they got rid of him. I love it. I love that the best. That's the reason they got rid of him.
He's been a professor of communication.
Wait a minute,
there.
You're a fruit.
Well, it's not gay if you pay for it in Arby's. Everybody knows that.
Maybe. I guess we might have to. The elders might have to consider that.
Well, Brother Posner, we're going to bring this up with the other elders. We'll confer.
We hadn't considered that, Brother Elder.
We're going to have what we call the Holy Circle jerk and condemn you for your gayness. He's been a professor of communication.
Everyone pass the Arby sauce.
They're a true. Why do you think we call it horsey sauce?
Exactly. Horsing around.
Just a bunch of elders.
Horsing around.
Just horsing around.
Hello. Snickers.
Number four.
I feel like we're on some sort of holiday roll.
It's not gay if holiday. It's not gay if you pay for it with
Arby's gift cards.
I mean, it's not like I was paying with it, you know, in like Chipotle or something
like that.
Arby's, the most heterosexual of all fast food chains.
Is it?
I'm just trying to mimic whatever these hateful people in Missouri are saying to each other. I don't know. I don't know that there's any sexuality attached to any fast food place.
Chick-fil-A, damn it!
I'm guessing from what I know from my gay brothers and sisters that Arby's is probably the last place any of them would want to eat.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know that that's something.
Huh.
And I don't know that they're wrong about that.
Hmm.
What do you think? Like,
I don't know.
Like, everybody, here's your assignment. I want you to reach out to your gay friend and just say, hey, I'd like to take you out to lunch. What do you think about Arby's?
Hmm.
And see what their reaction is.
Okay.
They're not going to want to go to Arby's. They're going to find a reason to not make it.
That's I never considered that.
Yeah. Now, again, I'm painting with, I'm doing a characterization on people based on their sexuality, but it's, I'm trying to give them credit, so I hope I'm okay. My gay brothers and sisters listening to the podcast, back me up on this, right? Like,
okay.
Arby's is, there's probably 10 chains you'd go to before you'd go
to
Arby's.
I didn't realize that Arby's was so butch.
We have the meats. It's just...
Think the sandwiches are too big?
I think the whole, all of it is just...
Too much?
Yeah. I just I don't see that being something that they would choose to go to.
Right.
I could be way out of line here.
The portions are too big?
I don't know. I don't know. There's just a lot about it. I don't...
You think they're more health conscious than that?
Well, I think that's what the stereotype is.
Oh.
And it might be rooted in some fact.
Listen, there are a bunch of slob gays, too.
I get that, but I think by and large, I just don't know that Arby's is the first place they'd want to go. Here's your assignment. Everybody, if you're already gay, answer this question. Or if you know someone who's gay and love someone that's gay, ask them, name 5 fast food places. Arby's is not going to
come up. You mean rank them?
I'm just saying name them. Mm. Top of mind awareness.
Oh, you might. You don't.
Top
think,
of mind awareness.
You don't think they're even aware of them.
I just don't think it's on their radar. I don't think it would be.
Their gaydar?
No, that's a different thing. That's a different
thing. Their fast food gaydar?
I don't know that that's a thing, but if it is.
Wait a minute. Is that a thing? Fast food gaydar?
Huh?
Huh.
Am I way off base here? Let me see. Here's one that says. They give you an Arby's gift card and they kick you out the door, Daddy. Hard times.
That's right, Daddy.
There is no honor among thieves in the first place. Among the number
curly fries, Daddy.
Four.
They don't kick you in the butt.
They give you. You've been 30 years making those curly fries.
Computer got you a gay
and
date,
a
Daddy.
Computer is now making your potato cakes, Daddy.
Sparta, Wisconsin, over by an air, a guy arrested after he was found hiding in a closet. Now, this is a guy who's in the closet, literally.
Yes.
I don't know about...
What was he doing hiding in there?
Well, Sparta Police Department say woman's dogs kept barking at a bedroom closet. Ooh. And the woman and another family member tried to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah,
so they tried to open the closet door, but they couldn't.
Did you ever spend any time in a closet as a kid? Just to kind of collect your thoughts.
Sure.
My grandparents, it's still there. Did I ever show you this at Hotel Moline?
Mm.
Where my grandparents had, they would sleep in separate rooms,
mm-hmm.
but they had a closet that connected, shared.
A shared closet.
So you could walk from one end to one, from one room into the other room.
Very neat.
Which was fun when you're 5.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like you're going through a jungle of clothes,
yeah.
and then it's like, I started in this room.
Right.
Look at this, I'm in this room.
That's very cool.
It was fun.
So the dogs are barking, and they're barking specifically at a closet in the house, so that seems
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, well, first of all, yeah, that would trouble me.
They try to open the closet, it isn't open.
See, if it was me, I don't have like a semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah.
But if I did.
Yeah. Open up.
The whole clip.
Spray and pray.
I'll open up the door
yeah.
after I've finished off this clip and we'll see what it is.
Just spray and pray.
Now, maybe
and
that's not the wisest thing to do.
Well.
Because maybe, I don't know, maybe someone crawled in there.
So they try to open the closet door. They can't get it open. And then they say, fingers sticking out from inside the door holding it shut.
All right. Then that's where you shoot those off.
And then the man identified by police as 32-year-old Cabian Coleman.
What are you doing in here?
He was inside the closet and he started saying, ho, ho, ho. And he told the family members not to open the closet because if they did, it would ruin their Christmas surprise.
But we don't know you, right?
No, they don't know this guy. They called 911. He then left and then went to a nearby garage, took some items from the garage, and went to a different home.
At that point, don't you put the door? Don't you put the chair up against the knob and keep him in there?
I mean, I think in the moment you're not. You're just thinking.
Oh, I would think
get
that.
The cops here. You would think trap the guy in there.
Well, that and also get my Tommy gun.
Police were able to track him. There's footprints in the snow over by there in Sparta, and once they got him, they found him.
Hope to get him.
And he admitted to using drugs and told officers he was just on his way to turn himself in.
Oh, okay.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm Santa, and you don't want to ruin your Christmas surprise by calling the police.
Go back to sleep. You know he's right.
Finally.
Five.
Number five.
The elf on a shelf is still a thing, all right? People still go nuts for the elf on the shelf. I feel like you don't hear about it as much as you used to.
Was that a popular costume for Halloween this year?
Elf on a shelf?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't think so. I didn't see it.
Seems like that'd be a good one.
Well,
and you do this. I mean, someone's got to push you around.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Yeah, if you want to just push me around, because you have to kind of have your legs like this.
Yeah, right.
I'm elf on a shelf.
That's not bad.
Get it?
This is a custom that is getting naughtier and naughtier each year. I'm reading here from the New York Post. A prankster mom shaved the word elf into her son's hair and then blamed it on the elf on the shelf.
I like it.
Yeah. This is what they do. This is how they do it in this family. Apparently the kid in their house plays pranks, the elf.
I like it.
A mom of three, Amanda Johns, maybe went a little bit too far. She enlisted the help of her teenage son, who was in on the joke, and then they shaved the word elf into his scalp, and then she placed the clippers into the hands of the household elf and told the younger kids, hey, look what the elf did to your brother.
See, now this is fine,
mm-hmm.
but you don't tell anybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in trouble?
I mean, it just seems like a weird, it seems like you're really going all into it, all out.
Pretty playful, though.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. Shaving the word elf into your kid's head?
Well, it's better than other things that could have got shaved into his head.
That's true.
You know, it's like I had no idea that the elf on the shelf is so politically extreme.
It's going to do it for this edition of Dave and Aaron's Top 5 Things.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef for hand pulled daily. You're going to enjoy their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. If you're having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. And then when you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub, and you will only have to pay for the price of a small one. Of course, Christmas is next week, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's on Wednesday.
We'll be talking to you a couple times next week.
Yeah, at least once before Christmas.
Sure.
We hope.
Probably once before and once after.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.